paragraph Yud Gimel. V'ze b'chinas mizmor shir Chanukah sabayis l'David shoyimrim b'chol yoyim koinem atfila. And this is that special chapter of Tehillim, chapter 30, which we say every single morning before Baruch Shomar, before we get into the real, you know, the Psukei de Zimra and Kriyashman Shmon Esrei. Shemedaber mikol odam beprotius. In that capital of Tehillim, Dovar HaMelech is speaking about every single individual Jew. Migoidel ha-Yeshua ha-Neflo sho-Yishiloi Barachmov, about the incredible chesed, the incredible kindness, and the incredible Yeshuas that Hashem shows each and every single one of us. U-Besoich kach, and while he's thanking Hashem for all the Yeshuas, right over there, Mevakesh harbe ala habo, he's begging Hashem very, very much for the future. Shemize medaber kol hamizmor hazeh. That's what that whole chapter of Tehillim is all about. Kamei shekosuv, as it says over there. Aroy mimcho Hashem kidili soni. Hashem, I praise you because you lifted me up. You took me out of the garbage. You took me out of the low places and you lifted me to such a high place. Hashem Elokei shivati elecho v'tirpoeni. Hashem, I cry out to you and you heal me. Hashem he'eliso min shoel nafshi chison mi'ar divor. Hashem, you took me out of shoel, out of the lowest places, and you gave me life even when I was mamish in the pits. Ki bevadai me'achar she'achar kol ma shofar al odom adoy sayoim voice ashor. Azore Hashem izbora shuma'utif betalis et film. Because definitely, after what the person has gone through his whole life, after all the mistakes he's made, and after all the averas he's done, and after all the terrible things, the fact that right now I'm zeicher to be wearing talis and tefillin, humutu betalis and tefillin, va'oymed lispala lifnei boris bar, and I'm standing in front of Hashem, and I'm allowed to speak directly to Hashem. Bevadai tzorich tekef lohoydes lo yisporach uleborchoi al kol hachesed hazeh. A person, when he realizes that, of course, he wants to thank Hashem right away and bless Hashem for the incredible kindness. Veloimar besimcha, and to say with great joy, Aroy mimcho Hashem kidili soni. Hashem, I praise you because you lifted me up. Hashem heliso min shol nafshi. Ki haloi afal pikein ani oimei dato mutu betal satfilin. Because meaning, even though I just left my house to go to shul, and in my house there's so much tsaras, this one is sick, and I don't have the money to pay the bills, and there's this problem, that problem, still, despite all of that, look at this, I'm standing now dressed in talis and tefillin, bilavushin v'kisrin amalka, which are the garments and the crown of the king himself. The talis and tefillin is Hashem's begodim, it's mamish big day malchus. And I have an audience with the King of Kings. You know who I'm talking to? I'm not talking to the Prime Minister of Israel or the President of America. I'm talking to the boss of all the bosses, the Melech Malchi Amlochim. You know how lucky I am? People wish that they could get an appointment to see the President or to see the Prime Minister. People pay thousands of dollars and they wait for months and they do all kinds of things to be able to get to see the Prime Minister for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, to be able to take a picture with him. And lahavdil, look at this, I'm speaking to the Melech Malchi Amlochim. V'zehu, and this is why we say over there, Zamru Lashem Chasidov. Sing to Hashem, Hashem's Chasidim. How lucky we are. Hainu, im kol zeh, me'oitzim gashmius, ein li das, lezamar lefon v'izborach, al goydel chazdei hazeh. If despite all of this, because I am so megushim, because I'm so materialistic and so physical, I don't have the brains to sing to Hashem about all the great kindness that He shows for me. Al zeh hu ma'orer hachasidim. I say, you know, if I don't know to sing to Hashem, then at least let the chasidim sing to Hashem. Let the great tzaddikim, chosid means a very righteous person. Shehem hatzaddikim amitiim. Shehem yizamru l'Hashem. At least they know to sing to Hashem. v'yoydu l'zeich ha'kotshoi, and to praise Hashem al oitzem ha'chesed v'yeshua azois, over his wonderful kindness in Yeshua, shebaracham av yisporach, hu mekarev meruchokim ko'ele, that with Hashem's kindness, he's mekarev people that are so far away, like me. Lahalois mishoel nafshom, to lift us up from shoel, from the lowest places. Ki kol ikar hiskarvus horechokim, hu al yedei elu hatzadikim. Because how do these people who are so far from Hashem, how do they come close to Hashem? The main, the most effective way in coming close to Hashem is through the tzadikim, with the help of the tzadikim. Alkein mazkir shehem yizamru l'Hashem. That's why we say over here, zamru l'Hashem chasidov. You tzadikim, you sing to Hashem. Because kirak heim yoidim niflois hachesed hazeh. Because they're the ones who really know and really appreciate the tremendous chasodim of Hashem, she'yefsho l'shar b'moyach, which regular people can't even fathom, we can't even imagine, you know, Hashem's kindness. V'chein hoylech kol hamizmor. And that whole kapitel continues that way. It says over there, ki rega biapoi, chayim bertzoinoi. Because in 1 second, Hashem can become angry, and everything can be wiped out, and chayim bertzoinoi. And on the other hand, Hashem just has to want, and suddenly a person comes to life. V'achar kach medaber mikol hanal. And then Dovid HaMelech goes on to speak about what we said before. She'adayin onu tzrichim Yeshua Ra. But even though we're thanking Hashem for the good things, we still need a major Yeshua. V'zeo, and this is why he goes on to say there, va'ani omarti b'shalvi balemoit loilam. At first, when I was living peacefully, when everything was going good and everything, I thought, Bal emoit loyalam, I will never turn away from Hashem, or I'll never fall. This success that I'm experiencing is just going to go on forever. That's what I thought. Hashem, biretzoincho he'emadato lahararioiz, histarto fonecho ha'isi nivol. However, Hashem, I learned that it's not always that way. That in 1 second, Hashem could turn away from us. Hashem hides his face. And suddenly everybody's trembling. Everybody doesn't know which way is up. They're running. Hainu kol hanal, as we said before. Shecholilo litois ke'ilu kvar niskarev b'shleimus v'hayeshua b'shleimus. Because it's a terrible mistake for a yid to think that he's already 100% frum, he's mamish a tzaddik, and he already has his Yeshua. That if he has his big, big house with 7 bedrooms, and if all of his kids are in yeshivas, and this is it. I'm at the top. Can't go any higher. Ki adayin tzrichin letzapois liyeshua harbe. Because every single one of us has to still daven very hard for Yeshua. We still need major, major Yeshuas. Shezehu calling in. This is what he says over there. Vani amarti b'shalvi b'nevet loylam. At first I thought everything's going smooth, everything's good, everything's wonderful. Nothing could ever go wrong. Kimavoyar lamahayin. As anybody who studies that kapitel carefully, you'll see exactly what Dovid HaMelech is saying. V'alkein, and therefore, Eilecho Hashem ekrov el Hashem eschanon. Ha ha. I know that I still have to cry out to Hashem. I still have to plead with Hashem. Ma betza bedomi, Hashem, what profit are you going to have if you destroy me? Chas v'shalom. Beridit yel shachas. Shma Hashem v'choneini, Hashem, listen to me and have rachmonis on me. Give me the real Yeshua. Give me a complete Yeshua. V'tekev choyzer l'asimcha v'schaskus. And then 1 second later, he's happy and with chizuk. The Omer, he says, Hafachto mispedi lamocheli. Hashem, you turned around my eulogies, my hespedim, into mochel, into rikudim, into dancing. Pitachto saki, you removed my sackcloth, vatazreni simcha, and you girded me with joy and happiness. Ki ho ikar lachzor bechol pam el asimcha v'kanal. Because as Rav Nosson Zal told us before, whenever a Yid is crying to Hashem, whenever a Yid is feeling pain and suffering and he's pouring out his heart to Hashem, he has to always make sure to turn it around to finish on a happy note. But Hashem, I know that you love me, and I know that you're going to help me. I know that things are going to be better. I'm sure that everything is going to be okay. Ki tekef sheyodea richukai. Because as soon as a person realizes how far he is from Hashem, tzorech lizkoi riboi racham of yisporach. He has to remember the great, great kindness of Hashem, lekarev v'loy l'racheik, that Hashem only wants to bring us close. Hashem never wants to push us away. He only wants to bring us close. Ki gam ha-hisrachkus hu iskarvus. Because even when Hashem is punishing us, even when he's pushing us away, it's actually a way of bringing us close. Ki kol ha-hisrachkus hu kedei sheyitlu einov lamorim. Because when a person is feeling that Hashem is rejecting them, Hashem is pushing them away, he's feeling rochoik, Hashem is doing it only so that the person should lift up his eyes to Hashem and say, Hashem, please, please have rachmonis on me. Ki Hashem yizborach chofetz u'mesave letfilas Yisrael. Because Hashem loves and wants the tfilas of the Yidden. V'roitze sheyivakshu v'yisparlo ofanei yizborach b'chol pam al kol dover. Hashem wants us to daven to him all the time for every single thing. V'zehu shesiyim. This is why Dovid HaMelech finishes over there. Leman yizamer chachovoid. So that I could sing the praises of Hashem, the glory of Hashem, and I'm not going to stop. I'm never going to stop. I'm always going to be thanking Hashem and praising Hashem and davening to Hashem. Ki Hashem Yisborach mashpia ha-yeshua b'chol pam, b'chol yoim v'yoim. Because Hashem sends each and every one of us Yeshuas all the time, every single day. Why? Leman yizamru lo tomid mechodosh b'chol yoim. So that we will sing to Hashem new every single day, brand new. Bebechinas leman yizamer chachovoid v'lo yidoim Hashem adoy kai li'oy l'moydeko. Kedei sheyizboinenu chasodo b'chol eis. So that the Jews will realize and understand Hashem's kindness all the time. Uv'chol yoim mechodosh. Every single day to realize new and to see brand new, the new chasodim of Hashem. Bebechinas chadoshim labkorim, like the Pasuk says, every single morning, there's news, there's new good things that Hashem does for us. Shaydezeh lo'oyla moideko. Through this kind of hashkofa, by this kind of realization, I'll always be praising Hashem. Ki hakoil letoiva. Because I know that everything I'm going through is really for my benefit, for my good. Ki efsher lahashpia hachesed bepam achas, because it's impossible for Hashem to give the person the full measure of chesed in one shot. Rak al yidei shenetzape l'Yeshua. It's only through Klal Yisrael wanting a Yeshua and looking to Hashem for the Yeshua. V'nispal elefonav b'chol eis, and davening to Hashem all the time. Ad shemashpia lanu chazdoi, until Hashem gradually gives us more chesed and more chesed. U'bechol pam tzrichem lohoide salovar u'levakei shalahaboh. And all the time, a Jew has to always be thanking Hashem for the good things that he has already and asking Hashem for the future. Shekol zeh u'bechinas lamani zemer chachovoid v'lo yidoim. Look how Rav Nosson Zal explains this now. The Pasuk makes two statements. I'm going to sing the praise of Hashem, the glory of Hashem, the lo yidoim, and I'm not going to be silent. Ki zehu kvoida yisporach, kishem espalel meilov b'chol pam al kol ma shechoser loy. These words here are extremely, extremely important. Rav Nosson Zal says, this is one of the main ways that a person shows respect to Hashem, when the person davens to Hashem all the time for everything that he needs. Ukama shekosuv, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, ukiroenu, ukroeni beyoim tzora, you will call out to me in your day of suffering, Achaletzcho, I will save you, I will rescue you, usechabdeini, and you will be honoring me. Rav Nosson Zal says that one of the main ways that a Yid shows respect for Hashem or disrespect for Hashem is if he talks to Hashem every day and he asks Hashem for what he needs. If a person needs a new beged, if a person needs food, if a person needs a good chavrusa, and he doesn't ask Hashem for it, he's doing the opposite of usichabdeini. He's showing disrespect to Hashem. He's ignoring Hashem. He's making believe there is no Hashem. Because if there were a Hashem, you would talk to him. And if you believe that you need Hashem for every little thing, you would talk to him about every little thing. But Reb Michal Zalman used to say, but most people think that maybe for the big things I need Hashem, maybe for a shidduch, for something like that. But for little things, what do you mean? I need a chalat, or I need a chavrusa, or I need to fix my refrigerator. For that, I'm going to ask Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal says here very clearly that the kavod kizehu kevoido yisporach. This is respect for Hashem. Kishem espala meilov bechol pam al kol ma shechoser loy. When a person davens to Hashem all the time, not just once a week, all the time, for everything that you're lacking. And again, he brings this pasuk in Tehillim to prove it. That when a Jew calls out to Hashem, anytime he has any kind of problem, he calls out Hashem, that's usichabdeini. Vezehu, and this is why he finishes over there, Hashem Elokai, Le'olam oideka, my Hashem, I will always praise you. Le'olam, forever, eternally. Le'olam vadai. Dovra Melch put that word in there, le'olam, very specifically. Kizeh kol shashua olam haba. Because Rabbeinu Zal teaches us that even in the next world, even in olam haba, this is going to be the main pleasure of olam haba. Le'hoidai sloi. Praising Hashem and thanking Hashem eternally, permanently. Because then in the future, in Olam Haba, that's when we're going to really understand and realize the incredible miracles that Hashem did for us every day. Lishoyer alamdeinu, that we were able to survive. And to be able to be saved from the incredible falls that we went through, whether it's the ones who fell in the earlier generations, like they said over there, our forefathers who were here, they fell. All the averos that they did, all those averos came from the fact that they took a spiritual fall. They had an afila in their ruchnius, in their emuna, in their kesher with Hashem. V'chein bechol doer v'doer. And the same thing is true throughout all the generations. U'befrat bedoirois ha'elu. And especially in our doirois. Shenimtzu noiflam rachmon al son. There are people that fall. There are people who at certain times are frum, they're religious, they learn Torah, they daven, they have Yira Shemayim, they won't do any Averos, and then at one point they fall. They lose their Emunah, they lose their Yira Shemayim, they lose their Bren, their Hislavos for Hashem. She'i efshir levayer lehechon noflu rachmoson. Rav Nosson Zal says, you can't imagine how far Yidden fall sometimes. When we talk about a Yid falling, you can have people sometimes who are mamish rabbonim, talmidei chachamim, and then the person falls. You have a Yeravam ben Avot. You have stories throughout the Torah, and you have stories today of people who were frum and everything, certain women who wore shetels, and one day Rachman al-San suddenly she decides to throw away the whole Yiddishkeit. Rachman al-San. Val zeh tzorich kol echod lohoidois b'chol yom kanal. And it's based on all of this that we have to thank Hashem every single day. V'daiko kol ma shemargish richuka yoiser, and the more a person realizes how far he is from Hashem, tzorach lahoidos yoiser, he has to praise Hashem even more. That imagine, even though I'm so far, look how I'm still able to have a shaychus. I'm still able to put on talis and tefillin. I'm still able to. Ve'efsher levayer hakoil bechsav. Rav Nosson Zal says it's impossible for me to explain everything to you in writing, to tell you all the different examples that you need to hear that apply to you, to each and every single one of us. Ve'echofetz be'emes. But a person who wants the truth, a person who wants to do the right thing, Yovin Midaitoi, will understand very well exactly how this applies to me. And you'll attach to this everything we spoke about this in other places in Likutei Halachos. V'hakol yihye lekarev v'loy l'rachek. And everything that you learn, you'll always use it to bring you closer to Hashem. Not that you're going to learn, and from the learning, you're going to, oh, you see what it says here? You see it says Hashem doesn't want me. You see I'm so far from Hashem. Don't be stupid. That's not what the Torah is trying to get you to do. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Shalom, Shalom, Larochoik, Vilakoroiv. Hashem says, peace, peace, to the one who's far away and to the one who is close. Hashem wants everybody. Hashem wants the Rochoik and he wants the Koroiv.